And that is, somebody told me yesterday that those jumbie fires happened when when somebody stole something from someone, and only the things that were stolen would burn.
I know again when I used to work at the clinic, we went to Challengers, the next door place, and they had a girl up there that said people had jumbie on her. We went up there, and she was ironing. And the thing just start fire.
Is that right? Is that right? No kidding.
No.
Yeah.
I heard that. And I hear them to get one slap up me in the seat. But I hear the slap. And she said, you see they hitting me?
No kidding.
I just hear it.
Yeah.
To see anybody.
Did you ever hear of a jumbie crab? Crab?
Oh yes, the black ones. When you see them, they do say it's jumbie crab. That's a lot.
See?
A lot of them.
Somebody told me yesterday they put a jumbie crab in the pot and put a big stone over it, and the next morning.
Morning, you ain't seen a crab.
And the crab's gone.
Yes. Oh, what about that?
Yeah, right. What about the Nancy stories? Who's Nancy? Nancy Spider?
But Nancy was a spider.
Nancy,
Well, because that's long time thing.
Now, you remember when you were a child or when you were growing up that people used to make different kinds of tea for illnesses. For illnesses. Well,
yes. A lot of bush tea, man.
Yeah, right. Can you tell me some of them?
They used to use no medicine.
Yeah.
Or anything, they used to boil all sorts of bush and give you a bath. And before, they give you, when you finish the bath, they give you to check up.
I see.
Take some and give you a glass to
drink. What kind of stuff did they use?
Then all sorts. Guinea bush, mango bush, that's when they give you the bath. All sorts, sour stuff. All sorts of bush to bathe you.
Is it something like May apple?
May good. May apple. Strongman bush. All sorts, all kinds. They just start cooking and they boil it.
And they cook it up into a tea?
They boil it.
Boil it?
Yes, they take out a glass before they bathe you. Yes, when it's done bathe you, then you drink it.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to feel fresh.
Yeah right.
And people used to do that when they say, jumbie on you.
Is that right? The jumbie was on you, you take it.
You do that with some of them.
Take
it. Try to.
You get the jumbie off of you, huh?
Jumbie off of you, yes.
That's great. Okay. But that's, were there ever people in the village who could cure people with either spells or by laying on hands?
No.
Like somebody who could come and stand over somebody who was sick and say things and they'd get well. Didn't have that, or
jumbie fire. The priest, I think they say. Did what they could have done.
But there was no kind of hoodoo or voodoo.
Never
practiced here. I see.
People used to come from to the village.
Okay.
Remember, but nobody here.
Okay. Now, listen, I want to go back because I didn't get this straight about your children. How many children did you have?